We're sorry you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Oops, wrong sound clip.
Welcome to the Subspace Network Real Audio Show. And I'm not going to say hour or squeezed into 4 minutes because we all know it's not an hour long and it's not 4 minutes short. It was a joke, people. Don't you get it? You morons.
Liz, don't say that on the show. You're going to get us in trouble.
Why not? It's not like you're paying me or anything. I quit.
Well, as usual, we're not off to a very good start. This week's show is sponsored by Cybrid's Pimp Shack, whose advertisement cannot be played due to legal and moral restrictions. Roar from Outlaws joins our line of commentators this week, reporting in on the All-Star game that was played this last Sunday, as well as some details regarding the planned PB Cup. After that, you'll get to hear my terrible voice again as I give the MLPB report for the past 2 weeks. We'll find out what's going on with Subspace Network, what's up with Trench Wars, cheating in zones, where Subspace Net is going, and the man and the woman will give us some tips on how to keep your significant other from killing you for playing Subspace. To wrap it all up, we'll give you some info about the next week's show, which should include an interview with Blackie.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Hi, this is Scopes. I have to agree with Yankee. Cybrid is a f***ing geek. Also, do you guys need filler so badly that you have to have a 12-year-old read a Subspace story?
We're sorry. Our bad.
Thank you, that is all.
Okay, Boar. Tell us about the All-Star Game this past Sunday and the upcoming PB Cup.
All-Star Game marks the conclusion of the first Power League season with total domination by the A-Team. Playing with a ferocity that would make Mr. T look like a 90-pound weakling, the A-Team won the best of three series in a 6-0-6-2 sweep. The All-Star Game, organized by Lord Devil, was played this past Sunday between the A-Team, Flying as the Birds, and the B-Team. Each team was comprised of pilots from the regular season squads. Pilots were nominated by captains of their squads, and the team rosters were then filled out by a public voting process. For complete listings of starters and subs, check the Power League website. Putting up a heavy fight, the Jevs came out strong, but ultimately were no match. Samurai Trooper, assisted by Tom Petty, led the Birds to a 1-0 lead after a raucous first point. Never looking back, the Birds pushed on, with Disco, Dyer, and Tom all throwing shovel loads of dirt onto the Jevs' coffin. Dropping the hammer was Mad Z with a solo breakaway to cue the Fat Lady. Samurai Trooper picked up the MVP for the first game with 2 goals. Of notable interest, Dark Hosis apparently abandoned Team B after the second goal. No reason was given for his leaving. Seeing that the first game was not quite the drawn-out battle everyone had hoped for, a 2-out-of-3 series was proposed and agreed upon by all parties. Putting up a bit more of a fight, the Jabs were able to get off 2 goals, but it was still not enough to break the death grip of the Birds. Rockpile, Al Perry, and Tom Petty all scored 2 goals each to cap the Jabs. Pit Fiend was able to shine a ray of hope for Team B in the 9th minute, and a Shadow Rift, in his last appearance as a Shadow, held the door for the beleaguered Jabs in the 14th minute, but ultimately, it was to no avail. Immediately concluding the second game, the situation in the spawn rapidly degenerated into an exaggerated display of ultranationalism, with Team Canada taking on Team America, eh? Seemingly a brutal fight, Team Canada, eh? Took home the bragging rights with a 6-5 victory over Team USA. For complete stats of the All-Star Game and the Championship Finals, check the Power League website at subspace.warzone.com/powerball. PB Cup 98 has to wear shades. With a mad dash of enthusiasm, the team roster for the first ever Powerball Cup 98 has rapidly filled. Facing an uncertain future earlier this week, PB Cup 98 has definitely stepped out into the sun. Created by Topscore of the Outlaws squad, this one-time cup has high hopes. Not unlike the World Cup of Football, soccer to us ugly Americans, this 6-on-6, one-ball style cup will be played over a blistering period of 9 days, starting August 22nd and concluding August 30th. Teams may sign up for a maximum of 12 pilots, and there are no squad or league restrictions. According to Topscore, the whole aim of the cup is not only to re-energize the Powerball community, but to also expose other pilots in the subspace community the joys of Powerball. Tournament play will be held on the 2xT3 Power League servers, and sign-up deadline is not until August 20th, so there's still plenty of time. Earlier this week, the Cup's very future was in doubt. With only a handful of teams signed up, Many longtime players questioned the relevance of having such a large event slammed in between the conclusion of the first Power League season and the end of summer. Said Disco Diva on the Power League BBS, "Go to the beach, play sports, hang out at the bar." And Jinx expressed his humble opinion by saying that he doesn't see the need, especially if it has any impact on the start of the new Power League season. But shaking off any doubt, the roster of over 100 pilots is certainly an awesome sight. Comprised mainly of Powerball vets, there are still such a healthy number of non-Powerball players that the Cup looks good on its promise of injecting new blood into the zone. So for more information, check out the Power League website at subspace.warzone.com/Powerball and look for the PB Cup 98 link. Reporting for subspace.net, this is Broer. Back to you, Chris.
Thanks, Broer. A lot happened these last 2 weeks in MLPB. It all started out 2 weeks ago with the PBM Team Brazil game. These games ran neck and neck the first two halves of the game, forcing the game into overtime. 9-5 PBM first half, 7-5 TB second half, TB taking the lead by 3 points in the last half, 5-2 for a final score of 19-16 TB. MVP was Jinx. Excalibur went home with their butts red, crying for mommy after the Darkslayers totally spanked them. 11-12 first half, 8-2 second half for a final score of 19-4 Darkslayers. MVP was Dutch Dam. Whip that pedal out, boy. Team 1 vs. Space Sharks. 10-9 Space Sharks first half, 5-4 Space Sharks second half, 15-13 Space Sharks. Close but no cigar, Team 1. MVP was Kill 9mm. Shadows vs. All-Stars was yet another butt-whipping game. Shadows played pretty good the first half, 9-7 to All-Stars, but lost any chance they had during the second half, 11-3 All-Stars again, for a total of 20-10 All-Stars. MVP was the ever-interrupting president himself, B. Clinton. Thanks for ruining the nice site listing we had for the last show, BC. This past weekend, Sea Monkeys swam all over the Space Sharks. 13-0 first half, 13-3 second half, 26-3 Sea Monkeys. MVP was Darkosis with an amazing 12 goals. PB vs. Requiem. Rec didn't show, PB wins by default. Monday night, Team Brazil didn't start off very well. 6-5 Deathcore, but they soon picked up the speed and overcame DC 11-6 in the first half for a final score of 16-12 TB. No MVP was reported for this game. Excalibur decided they want a little taste of sweet victory and won their game against All-Stars. 5-2 first half, 6-6 second half for a total of 11-8 EB. MVP was Poet with 2 goals, 22 kills, and 18 deaths. Deathcore vs. Team Brazil. No statistics were turned in for this game for the first or second half, but I'm told from Captain Kink, thank you by the way, that the final score of this game was 16-12 TB. Darkslayers vs. Team 1 is slated for next Tuesday night, so we'll have to wait until next week's show. Good luck, guys. Thanks to Caden for the MLPB stats. Oh, and Lord Neville asked me to pointlessly say his name on the show. There, are you happy?
You dumbass.
The Real Audio Show.
Big head.
From subspace.net.
Hey, I'll blow your friggin' head off!
So what in the world is up with Subspace Network? Well, we lost our primary server, which most of you know is 2T3. We have ordered a new CPU and motherboard to build up a new machine to replace it, but the motherboard is in back order, so it might take a while. We're not going to resume webpage hosting until the server is up and running stably. We should also be picking up some new zone servers soon. In the meantime, VodChaser over at iNet has generously began hosting Trench Wars for all you trench lovers out there.
Woo-hoo!
You can find Trench Wars by clicking on the Find Servers button in Subspace and scrolling down to iNet Trench Wars. A note about cheating in zones. I've heard many complaints about Psysops, S-Mods, Mods abusing their powers, and even non-Psysop people just mysteriously firing off 3 repels in a zone where only 1 repel is allowed. Cheating, as well as inappropriate conduct, will not be tolerated on SSNet servers, especially by the Psysops. We recently spoke to VIE about this problem, and they agreed to ban Subspace.net zone abusers in VIA zones as well in an effort to help crack down on the cheaters. And now for an issue that many people can relate to. How do you balance a relationship with Subspace without losing one or the other? Here are the man and the woman to help us out.
Hi, the man here from the All-Stars Power League squad.
And the woman too.
Today we'd like to talk about something that seems to be plaguing many of us in the Subspace community.
Right. We'd like to tell you how to get along with your significant other and be able to play Subspace too.
Exactly. So what we've done is make a list of tips to help you out.
Just in case of confusion, the list assumes that you are a male and that your significant other is not.
Right.
Number one, tell your girlfriend that you're really into this great game, are on a league now, and that for a couple of hours each night you would really appreciate her understanding if she'd let you practice so that you can be one of the winners and not one of the losers.
That's right, guys. How many of your girlfriends actually want you to be one of the losers?
Number two, if your girlfriend gives you a hard time about playing anyway, tell her that it's really important to you that you do this, and you'd be thrilled if she would show some interest in one of the few things in your life that is important to you.
Look, I can almost guarantee that if you're not with a cold, heartless bitch, that she'll understand completely, and at least make an attempt to either watch or simply not give you any grief if you tell her this way.
Number three, if your girlfriend shows interest in watching and not playing, that won't last too long. Ask her from time to time if she'd like to learn how to play.
Great idea, but chances are that she'll probably say no. Not because she doesn't want to play, but because she's afraid that she won't be any good and that she'd look silly. Reassure her and let her play in one of the beginning zones like Alpha Zone and give her a rundown on the basics. Don't waste too much time with specials. Those will come in time. Piloting is the single most important piece of the game, no matter what zone you're in.
None of these suggestions are guaranteed to work, but they sure can't hurt.
That's right. Maybe you've tried something similar and had no results, but try again. If she really cares, she'll come around.
True, and remember, a little sensitivity goes a long way.
Well, that's it for this time.
We'll try to bring you some new tips each week.
If you have any suggestions or comments, please send us an email at onthego@datachan.com.
Till next time, bye.
We recently set up the man and the woman with their own email accounts on SSNet. You can reach them for comments about their segments by sending email to thecouple@subspace.net. On the next show, depending on the response we get, we will be interviewing Blackie. Send in your questions. WAV files that are submitted will get precedence over emails. Please make sure your WAVs are in the correct format. If your submitted WAV is not 8 kHz 16-bit mono, we will consider it last when selecting questions to be presented on the show. Considering that subspace is more or less dominated by a male population, we're planning a Women of Subspace segment on a future show. It'd be interesting to hear what women have to say about the game, male players, why you play subspace, and whatever else you'd like to talk about. If interested, contact us via email at rashow@subspace.net, and we'll set something up.
It's good work!
Just don't jump in, guns blazing, yelling girl power. That's not gonna work. Yep, there it is, that god-awful music. Time to wrap things up. Remember, this show is for you, the Subspace community. This show is what you make of it, so send in your comments, ideas, questions, stories, whatever. Send a WAV saying I'm a big fat ass, just do something. We continue to look for good stats collectors for any and all league games. Caden is covering MLPV right now, but he's stretched pretty thin. War will eventually take over announcing of all Powerball-related events, so he won't have time to go out there and find out what's going on. Okay, that's it. I'm tired. The end. See you next week.